Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Rawe. Yeah, powerful. Bishop Don Tamihere there. And that koho really set the scene for us at the hui. But actually set the scene for the whole year with all the different kaupapa that preceded that kōrero, especially this kōrero there about aroha and that these wānanga are for our future tamariki and our tamariki's tamariki, and that they are watching us and how we interact with these challenges. So Don Tamihere there did a great job and really did. So directly after that, there was the forums, Massive Again, Tainui, they were bringing, it was hot as, you know, 20th of January. They were walking around with boxes of wheelbarrows of ice blocks, sharing them out so we didn't have to move waters. They had the Waikato River just down below where the Rangatahi Forum was, which was good in one way where, you know, it was good to look at, but most of the Rangatahi, as you could imagine, exited the actual forum tent and went swimming. But those that stayed and were able to contribute to the kōrero, contributed to the kōrero in their own way, in a very rangatahi way, and I think they got a lot out of that one. Same went for the other forums that went along. So after that, they went along and obviously had a big recap, because the thing that they were looking for was to try and get our way, work our way towards, first, hearing what Te Ao Māori had to say and how we were going to challenge the government with the mahi that they were wanting to do. But first was obviously listening to Tiwi Māori and seeing what we were wanting to do. So to recap it all, we had speakers from each forum speaking, and then they also had King Suheitia, who finished off the whole proceeding and the whole kaupapa for us. And he spoke beautifully. Many of you might have seen it. So he was able to really shed a bit of light on his standing, his view on the whole thing. He'd been, I think, 17 years as the Māori monarch by that point, 17 and a bit years by that point. Had obviously grown up beside and been a part of the kingitanga with his mother, Te Ariki Nui Te Ataurangi Kahu. And he really did bring a lot of humour to his kōrero. We don't get to see him speak like that a lot. We haven't done in the past years, and he was really coming into his own. We're just going to play another song, and kia utoni mai tātou, kia ora.
Pale, 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 politician, can you make a right decision for all of us, for all of us? Pale, 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 politician, can you make a right decision for all of us? Yeah. Can you make a right decision for all of us? Yeah, for all of us. You can talk the talk, but will you walk the walk? Will you bring us comfort? Will you bring us comfort? You can talk the talk, but will you walk the walk? Or will you bring us comfort? Or will you bring us comfort? Pale, 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 politician, can you make it right this year? vision for all of us. For all of us. Pale, 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 politician, can you make a right decision for all of us? Yeah, I, for all of us. You can talk the talk, but will you walk the walk? Will you bring us comfort? Will you bring us comfort? You can talk the talk, but will you walk the walk? Will you bring us comfort? Will you bring us comfort? Oh, I, pale, 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 politician, can you make a right decision for all of us? For all of us. Pale, 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 politician, can you make a right decision for all of us? Yeah, I, for all of us. Pale, 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 politician, can you make a right decision? Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. Can you hear? Talk the talk, but will you walk the walk? Will you bring us comfort? Will you bring us comfort? You can talk the talk, but will you walk the walk? Will you bring us comfort? Will you bring us comfort? Oh, I, pale, 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 politician, can you make a right decision for all of us? For all of us. Pale, 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 politician, can you make a right decision for all of us? Yeah, I, for all of us. Pale, 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 politician, can you make a right decision? Politician, can you make a right decision?
Kia ora. 20 years old, that song? Wow. So, as we were saying, the Kingi Tūheitia wrapped up that hui for the day. And I want to play that whole speech for us today, too. So, ai, whakarongo mai.
Thank you for coming. By turning up, we have sent a strong message, and that's the message has been heard around the world. Today I started something new, and this is just day one. Our time is now. Ko tahitanga is the way. Those who want to divide us, I say this. You know how Winston talks about elite Marys? We're all elite Marys. I've had calls from Australia, from the Aboriginal Department, want to, are we live streaming this? You know, even over the First Nations. You know, we're elite. We're one of the first to do things like this. And people are watching us. And we should take pride in what we are doing. So we are elite Māoris. Elite because our whakapapa and our mana. The Treaty of Waitangi gives Tauiwi their right and confirms that our we are already here. We're only interested in one version, te reo. Sometimes I think I should get parekiratanga to translate the treaty into plain English so those fellas down Wellington can understand. There's no principles, the treaty is written, that's it. New Zealand is the easiest country to change a law. Each government comes in, oh, we don't like that law. We'll put a submission through, we'll change that. You know, they can change anything they like. But what I want is the treaty to be engrossed in the law that says that they can't change nothing. To understand the treaty, you need our reo and tikanga. Don't look at the courts to understand the treaty. Look to the marae. Manu motuhake is ours. It will last forever. It lives in every iwi and hapu. Our tikanga shows us the way to keep us safe. Today, I think we've made some strong statements about mana motuhake. You've come from all over the motu. That's a strong message. The voice of rangatahi is important. Just listen to Piripi, they're on their way. That kohanga movement, it's coming through. They have answers for today and tomorrow. Thank to all the rangatahi who came today. Your voice matters and you'll be heard. Kia ko tahita. The best protest we can do right now is being Māori. Be who we are, live our values, speak our reo, care for our mokopuna, our awa, our maunga, just be Māori. Māori all day, every day, we are here, we are strong. We should use this time to build kotahitanga. Today is about kotahitanga. We need to be united first, and then we decide our future. Next is Ratana in the west, then Waitangi in the north. The corridor continues. We're not finished. Tibine, Kaitahu, we must come to the south. Herewini, Baden, Te Tai Rāwhiti, we must come to the east. Let the four winds speak as we find our kotahitanga, ka haue whā, kia kotahira. After we heard from the four winds, I call us together again, but maybe a smaller group next time. We can confirm our plans and then we can go. We need to get to some solution. It's nice to see everybody, but we don't want to just kōrero. We need a way forward that brings kotahitanga to all of Aotearoa. I thank our Tauiwi friends who are here today. Your support is important. We are all in this together. History means that that's a fact now. So the way forward needs to bring peace and unity for everybody. Our solutions need to make changes for our people. Jobs, housing, kai, education. These issues are bigger than politics. It won't be easy. We haven't fixed it yet, but there's more mahi to do. I like to but I deviate here. You know, our post-settlement identities, I think they sort of sometimes they government agencies. Because you got to sign the agreement to get your money, and you got to have this identity. I've been not. But you know, I don't want to hang out dirty laundry up, but you know, I think our settlement, we've had it for how many? 28 years. And we've still got the same structure. I don't know how many times I tried to restructure, but no one seems to want to change. They want to stay in this little huddle that they got. There's a lot of rangatahi there want to come through. But these old fellas that sit in this big parliament we got down in Hopobu, I feel.
You're
right. I'm just looking behind me and see who's standing. Tuku might be there. I don't know. But you know, I think we've got more seats in that house than we got down Wellington. And how can we make a decision on that? We got to get kotahitanga in my house before I can. No, I want to. My house can't agree on anything sometimes. I think that's enough about Waikaretanga. We have a framework today from today's hui that can guide our thoughts. We just need to stay together and be strong. Remember, day is just day one. Hold on to the hope and believe in you. Believe in us. I offer the korowai of the kingitanga for the nation as we find the pathway forward. Ko Tiahitanga is a kaupapa. Manamotuhake is our guide. Pai Marire, kia koutou katoa. Kia ora.
Ka pai. Yeah, so, man, his speech there, his humility really did capture the crowd there on that day, because like I said, we don't get many chances to hear from him, and I just want to you know, a couple of points there was the rangatahi thing again, is that you know, he was thankful that they came along, and contributed it. But as part about the PSGs as well, PSGEs as well. We've spoken a little bit about on this, on my episodes about PSGEs and Runanga and their sort of structures. So it's the same across the whole country. Some do it better than others, but as you can see, you know, one of our largest iwi entities, you know, still have the same sort of struggles that, that other smaller ones like us, Rangitane, have here. Quite hilarious too, like how he said that, you know, there's probably more seats in the Waikato Tainui than there is down in Parliament. So, no, he was really good to listen to and quite fun. But as you could hear there, his tino here, or his the group there, the Kingitanga, and those who are part of the organising, he called out all his whanaunga, all the rangatira of the different winds, the four winds, Ratana in the west, Waitangi up in the north, and then he mentioned by name Baden from Kahungunu, and Herewini from Ngāti Porou for the eastern side, and Piripi for down in Te Waipainamu. So he wanted and successfully took this hui around the country to the four winds to conduct the same kaupapa, the same hui amotu, and to bring it to the people, to get everyone's kōrero, to get everyone involved. So as it went on, Ratana was the next one, which, if you haven't been there, Ratana is in Whanganui there, and they have sort of like, it's the celebration of Weremuti Ratana, of his birthday, but it has been in the last, well, it's always been a political movement, was one of the reasons why it started. Along with other cultural and spiritual reasons, but Ratana is the marks the beginning of the political calendar for us here. Most times, the Prime Minister of the time will turn up. So this year, the Kingitanga's presence was notable as they handed over the Māori to the Hui Amotu, the documents and government representatives who were there. And spoke to them about the details of the hui amotu that they had just had at Ngaro Wahi at Tūranga Waiwai Marae. While the it all went well and stuff was happening, the next was Waitangi. While the festive atmosphere persisted, because many of the Wairarapa went up there, my whānau and I went up for a look, and the atmosphere was, it was awesome. Atmosphere, lots of people, and talking to the locals, they said that was the biggest one they'd had in a very, very, very long time. There was traffic jams trying to get into our little township of Waitangi and cross that bridge, and some of our whānau managed to jump off the bridge and do some bombs as well. But intense discussions did ensue. About the coalition government, especially at Te Tī Marae, about policies, in particular its proposed treaty principle, and criticism of the government was pretty sharp, with tensions exasperated, and by the absence of many other things. So that was on February the 6th. Much happened on that day, and if you can remember, we had a lot of during the actual pōhiri for the Prime Minister and the two Deputy Prime Ministers. There was a group there who wanted to you know, if we can remember the pōhiri and the wero, there were some memes that went up about that, but there was also footage from the day where once a couple of those guys were speaking from the government, they were people started doing haka over top of them. So yeah, Let's have a little bit of a look at that as well.
At this time, as we've come out of a period of COVID that saw the devastation of many of our communities who weren't prepared for it, because we live in poverty, we are not loved, we are described by Mr. Seymour as the unwashed. I wash every day, mate. It might be in cold water, but I wash every day.
I've never said that. I've parodied a journalist who said it would be somehow unfair for the majority of New Zealanders to have a say about their future. But I've never said what she accused me of. So let's have respect and let's have facts. Today I've heard people say that we are spiders on this side, that we are sandflies. Well, I'm sorry to say, folks, not even Donald Trump is calling his opponents insects yet.
Because I do believe that New Zealand is the best country on earth, like many of you. We have unlimited potential and we have everything we need to be incredibly successful. The best people. A country well positioned in the Asia Pacific region. A liberal democracy with well-established social institutions.
Yeah, that was Waitangi. One part of Waitangi. What they don't, what makes all the mainstream media goes on. But yes, it did go down. A lot of political activism did happen during that time. But for the most part, it is a wonderful day in the far north. Lovely weather. One of the other things that I didn't show you was a forums tent there as well, well put together, right down on the water there, and we're drawing large crowds with all the various speakers. Two of the guys that organised to have a group there to haka while those PMs and the Prime Minister and the Deputy Prime Ministers were speaking, which I thought was cool. Instead of, you know, the organisers sort of shunning them away, they were asked to speak at this forum and just to give their kōrero on why and what made them so passionately want to get up and do that. And it was love, and it was good kōrero, stuff that we don't get to hear enough of. One of the guys, he was a part of Te Pane Kiritanga, which is, that group of Māori who have been able to train and learn under the tutelage of the likes of Timothy Karitu and Dr. Wharehuia Milroy and many others of his of those ilk. And his kōrero was that along the same as there as Annick Sykes as you sing, that she that they are tired of hearing the same old kōrero from our government, that we shouldn't let them tell us these the things that they're telling us anymore, and if they want to come to our marae and speak, then at least speak in te reo Māori. Which was cool, but the cool thing was that they were given a forum to speak and not shunned. Many other speakers we had, Dr. Hine Moa Elder, she was good. She spoke on ways that we could raise more awareness on tino rangatiratanga within our whānau, within our own communities, to talk more about that. Things like shopping local and making sure that you are being a responsible person with the taiao and lots of other cool stuff. But then the hui amotu, I think, then made its way to, there was a smaller version of it, Rotorua. I think they just had for themselves. And then it went to Omahu Marae in May for Kahugunu, for the Eastern Wind, to have their kōrero. Lots of kōrero came out of that as well. I think by the time I got there, there was a talk of maybe wanting to put some together, some kind of governance structure similar to Parliament, but a Māori Parliament, which had been done before here at Papawai, Te Ko Tahitanga, when it was here, Te Parimata Māori. So there was that kōrero. Again, many turned up to have their kōrero. And then sadly, before it was able to make it down to Christchurch or down to Te Waipounamu for the southern wind, as Kingi Tuheitia and Te Pakeha Matariki wanted to make sure happened. Sadly, Te Kingi Tuheitia, he passed away. And only a week or two after his 18th coronation, there was over 100,000 people there, by all accounts. We, again, a group of us from here went up and stayed for the week to be a part of the tangihanga, our two kai kōrero for rangitāne. They represented us and spoke, and Uncle Mike Kawana wore his purple hat, and he had a good kōrero, and to be a part of those ceremonies that are to do with coronation and crowning a new monarch and people gifting over taonga, and again, how slick Waikato Tainui are at holding these big kaupapa. It was awesome. Our ahorangi, our rangatira, our kaumātua of rangitāne o Tāmaki Nui Arua, Matua Manahi Paiwai, he was a part of the deliberations in the whare nui, with a lot of the other rangatira from around Aotearoa to help decide on who the new monarch should be. Their phones were taken away, and they deliberated for a good 5, 6, 7 hours, I think. No breaks. Actually, no, it was more like close to 10 hours, sort of a day-nighter thing, before he made it back to us. And no, lovely to be a part of. And again, the Kingitanga, they crowned the new monarch, Te Ariki Nui, Ngā Wai Hono I Te Pō, and she carried the kaupapa forward. And only a month or so ago, the kaupapa went down to Ngai Tahu, down to Kai Tahu, down to Te Waipounamu, and that was the four winds represented in this kōrero. And then, as we know, not even a couple of 3 weeks later, is when day zero of the activation hikoi, starting up in Te Huku o Te Ika, up there in Pōtahi Marae, All started off from this kaupapa of the hui a motu and what we're going to do. And this was our, I'm going to say, our first go at putting something to the government and doing a hikoi, following in the footsteps of Fina Cooper, and walking the length of the North Island down to Parliament. Started up there at Te Reringa Wairua, and came all the way down. We even had our own little leg of the hikoi here in Wairarapa, starting at Te Oriori Marae, all the way through town, Carterton, Greytown, finishing up with a wānanga and a kōrero and a kai at Papawai Marae in Greytown. For which then, everyone had joined together and...
Reo no ngā kōti e whakahe. Hāwana! Reo no ngā kōti. Reo no ngā kōti e whakahe.
E ono ngā pōti e whakahe. So as we all know now, this has become famous, and this is the kōrero that actually...
Hāwana! Whakamanu whiriti a koe au! Ha, kamate, kamate, kamate!
So, yeah, that's set the scene. Oh, I always crack up. you know, powerful images there of Hana Rafiti Te Maipi Clark. But I always crack up, you see, just as Hana's starting, you hear Jerry Brownlee, the Speaker of the House, trying in his way to get them to stop. But that kicked off, you know, a really another big activation for us. And as we ended up in Wellington, yeah, there was nothing like it. That had biggest hikoi, all culminated with all the kaupapa that had happened, the hui amotu, the different back and forths between the government and Te Ao Māori. There was, we had you know, an awesome kōrero by Ngāti Tuarangatira, who had interviews and all the stuff that had been on the media, and but all through it, you know, especially leading up to the final hikoi,
passionate
in Wellington there.
Send off.
It was
passionate, but
by all accounts, peaceful and well needed. So let's have another look at that.
But peaceful. The nationwide hikoi today finally arriving at Parliament after a 9-day journey from Bluff in the south and Cape Reinga in the north, bringing their protest about the controversial Treaty Principles Bill all the way to the steps of power. Its author, ACT leader David Seymour, in the background, advised not to face them directly. We have extensive coverage this evening, capturing the poignant moments from when today's march started, just before dawn, with crowds growing steadily along the route as the sun came up. The procession slowly making its way through downtown Wellington, all the way to Parliament's grounds, where police estimate the crowd swelled to around 42,000, more than double the seabed and foreshore hikoi. Political editor Mikey Sherman and Māori Affairs correspondent Te Aniwa Huri Hanganui were in the thick of it, and they'll join us live shortly. First, though, Te Aniwa's report.
They warned this would come. And now the multitudes have arrived. The protest cries of tens of thousands echoing through the capital. Symbols of resistance at every turn.
Whakarongo mai, listen to us speaking.
Crowds lining the streets along Wellington's Golden Mile, climbing traffic lights and peering over balconies to catch a glimpse of history.
This is like one of those once-in-a-lifetime experiences to see unity that you can actually feel, like, in the air, the atmosphere of Kotahitanga.
The view from above staggering as they inch closer to Parliament. uniting not just Māori.
It's not right for our people from all parts of the world who have come to make Aotearoa New Zealand their home.
To support the whānau Māori and to make a statement that Te Tiriti is a covenant that we have made between the peoples for all time.
Many people carrying pēpi, others carrying ancestors. It's clear why they are here.
To safeguard, to honour, to protect Te Tiriti o Waitangi. And I'm tired of it being, in so many ways, trampled on.
And it's clear what they want.
So, no, that was cool too. Down there in Wellington, peaceful, the most peaceful gathering of that many people. And again, 42,000 people would have gathered at Parliament, as close as they could get. But over the day, estimates have been around 80,000 to 90,000. Some have said about 100,000, and there was a lot of people. So that was everything culminating after this year nationally. Been an awesome year, and as we reflect, you know, we can look even just in our own backyard, all the cool stuff that has happened just in Te Ao Māori. Our marae have had significant moments this year as well. Huru Nui o Rangi Marae, they out there in Gladstone, they hosted Waitangi, Anzac, Kura Reo, drawing many visitors. Ngāti Mapu Hiarangi hosted our Matariki for Wairarapa, big wānanga out there. Rangitāne o Wairarapa and Ngāti Kahungunu collaborated on many kaupapa this year, including the return of Lake Wairarapa to Tangata Whenua. Many wānanga were put on to do with our tai ao, and that has been the basis of a lot of our mahi and the year, as we reflect back, is the natural environment. So, as we reflect on 2024, the key themes, ko tahitanga, tino rangatiratanga, and mana motuhake, unity, togetherness, and manaakitanga, that have defined our year. Looking ahead, we ask, what do we want for our future? Can we unite around shared goals, such as clean water, equitable education, affordable living, and the preservation of our customs? Let us embrace manaakitanga, which has aroha and all of those things connected to it. And manaakitanga, put simply, is a duty of care to our natural environment, to human and non-human. So as we work toward a more unified and sustainable and responsible Aotearoa, this is what the year has brought for us, and those are some things we should reflect on as we have our summer break that is upon us now. So Te Pake o Rehua, it's getting warmer. So nō reira, ai, e te iwi, mihi nui ki a tātou mō tēnei tau. Obviously one of the other things was Kahurangi was started this year, so mihi nui to our two co-hosts, our other hosts, Wairika Collings and Te Ao Tahia Hurihanga Nui. Nō reira, e te iwi, have a great summer, be kind, don't drink and drive, and we'll see you in 2025. Ngā mihi.